John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champo. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Says you.
Yeah. What I say goes, hey.
Hey, the most important question. Where's the soothing gummies from Deborah Marks?
I brought some. Yes, I did. Yes.
Did he eat them yet?
I haven't given it to him yet, but I was going to go in the next break, but then John has a bat in there, Ken, and so I'm not so sure I'm going to be able to go in there.
It's a small bat. It's one of those little tiny souvenir bats.
That would still hurt.
Huh?
It would hurt if you hit me with that.
This is for Chris Little. He comes near me.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you clarified, because I thought it was a COVID bat that was going to
get
the virus.
Sorry about that.
Maybe he wanted bat soup. Take us back a year.
Yeah, I don't think this would taste that good.
Explain what these are again, Deborah Mark, these gummies.
Okay, so let me see.
And you eat them to calm down.
Yes,
I eat
vegan ones that are for relaxation. To help you sleep.
Vegan pot gummies?
Yes. So the ones that I brought today, they're cannabis-infused pop and salt dark chocolates. They are vegan. 100 milligrams of THC per package.
Is that a lot?
Well, each one is about 10 milligrams, so I have about a half.
You have half of one?
Yes.
Not half a bag?
No. Okay. Half a bag? I think I'd be dead.
Well, you're a little excitable, so I didn't know what the prescription
was. I didn't have anything last night.
This works on you.
It helps me relax. It helps me fall asleep easier. So when I'm stressing about things, you know, it just chills me out.
It's because
thinking about earthquakes.
Exactly.
You have such a difficult life.
I do. I have a very difficult life.
Wow.
I got to put
She's
up with
on
you.
Edge.
I'm
yeah,
on
really.
Edge all the time. My job's hard.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you started doing the
now
news
you're
on our
going
show,
crazy.
You were like this. Don't kid around.
That's true. I can't put anything past you, Ken.
I'm guessing
really.
When you were 12, you were like this.
I have a lot of energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling it now?
My mind is constantly racing.
Yes. And when I do wake up, so the problem is, Ken, when I do take this, it helps me relax and go to sleep. It doesn't keep me asleep. So when I wake up in the middle of the night and then my mind is racing, unfortunately, this isn't going to help me go back to sleep unless I take another one, which, you know, I'm not a drug abuser, so I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
So you're picturing like the corners of your mind. One's corners earthquakes, one is the viruses, and it's just like
oh, and then I also
ping-ponging around.
I have newscasts jumbling around in my mind all the time too.
Newscasts?
Yes. Yes. Or if my equipment doesn't work, I can't turn my mic on. I have you yelling at me. Where are you? What are you doing? Blah 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 blah. You know, life is hard.
Do you have nightmares about the show?
No, I love your show.
No, I meant, do you ever...
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Have a nightmare where you can't get on the air?
Yes,
I
have those too. Yeah.
That the door is locked and I can't get in here, and John's saying, Deborah Mark has the news, and I can't get in here.
Oh, man. Are you a...
I'm a mess.
You are a mess.
I know. Hey, at least I can admit it.
Just a big bag full of neuroses.
I am who I am. There's no pretense here.
Sure.
Did anybody listen... It was probably not. It was about an hour ago. Old Joe came striding out, and he talks like this. It was a 20-minute commercial to be vaccinated. Just do it. Just get vaccinated. Vaccines work. We know that now. I have faith in the American people. We're wonderful people. It was like, oh, my God. I practically walk off the sidewalk and into traffic listening to this.
No, I tuned in by accident. I didn't realize
He's got this dopey old guy earnest voice, which sounds weird.
And he's full of 1940s cliches. Americans have never let this country down. And it's like, that was it. One line I heard. Heard that as I'm not listening to this crap.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Burn your mask if you've been vaccinated. That's the big news.
Yeah, right. They finally caught up to the rest of reality.
It took many months.
The CDC. By the way, did you see it was Rochelle Walensky? Who was
the one that was predicting gloom and doom.
Yes, she had a sense of impending doom. When was that? Just in April?
Oh, two months ago, yeah.
Yeah, 2 months,
April.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe
March, yeah.
No, she had a sense of impending doom, and then nothing happened. And she never explained, nor was she asked, why she blurted out that phrase, a sense of impending doom. And then a few weeks later, it's like, we're done with the masks. Now, the thing is, I don't want to be held hostage by all the unvaccinated people because, you know, stores are still going to may require masks.
Yes.
And it's like, how long do I have to put up with this? because other people won't vaccinate and I got to wear a mask? How long is that going to last?
Oh, you know what? I just looked it up. It's only a month ago she said that.
It was a month ago?
CDC Director Rachel Walensky warns of impending doom.
Okay.
Well, it's March 30th, so it's a little more than a month ago.
Yeah.
That's when she made that statement.
Yeah, so...
That's because Michigan... The only thing I remember was Michigan was having a rising number of cases, mm-hmm. and there was all this nonsense over variants. It was everywhere.
Right. So she had a sense of impending doom. And I think they were trying to whip up one more lockdown in the country.
Mm.
Like one more farewell lockdown tour. God.
Yeah, this is what she said. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential as to where we are, and so much reason for hope, but right now I'm scared.
Yeah, and I was listening to that. I'm thinking, this is emotional instability here.
Impending doom.
She needs a pot gummy. That's what she needs.
Impending doom.
Maybe two.
Oh, she was afraid. Remember, Europe had a lot of resurgence. That's what it was.
Europe's not vaccinated.
Remember, Paris locked down and London had another. No, they're way behind.
Yeah, they didn't get vaccinated because their stupid socialist governments took way too long to negotiate contracts because they were trying to get the drug companies to waive their patent rights because they wanted to. Immediately give poor countries the vaccines. And the drug company said, well, no, we're not unilaterally signing over our rights right now. Do you want the vaccine or no? And so, you know, the Belgian European Union, well, we're going to hold out until there's vaccine equity around the planet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah.
I thought it was more what was going on in this country with that crowd, that this is too fast, too soon. We can't trust this vaccine. It's a Trump thing. No, we're not going to rush. Remember, California's going to test it. We're going to test it ourselves.
Yeah, remember Newsom saying that? Where's that clip?
Where Cuomo said that, too. We're going to test this vaccine before we give it to the public.
Why doesn't somebody dig up that embarrassing clip? Where
this could be a rush to doom.
Newsom is going to do his own vaccine testing. Is that right? You're going to do your own vaccine testing? Really, little Gavin?
Admit it. Trump made the right choices. Operation Warp Speed bought up hundreds and hundreds of millions of doses. He made the right choice because the vaccine works and it's here much sooner than these doom and gloom people would have had it here, if ever.
Finance. It's
going to take years.
Finance the development and then sign the contracts early.
Did.
You know, Europe is busy begging for vaccine because they were so late to sign the contracts.
By the way, speaking of vaccine equity, we never got this story the other day, but I'm sure you have an opinion because you rarely don't. Unless it's Ellen DeGeneres quitting. The idea that they want to waive the patents on the vaccine so the poor countries can get a hold of these sooner, or they can, you know, they can duplicate the formula and make their own vaccines. Apparently that was debated last week as to whether or not the federal government should waive, you know, the vaccines.
Well, yeah, that have the federal government override the patent protections.
Right.
That Pfizer and Moderna would
have right.
Just unilaterally take away.
Because they're concerned their patent. That a lot of poor countries, especially in Africa, don't have any vaccine and maybe don't have a lot of money to buy it.
You got to be careful about doing this because what you could do is have the wealthier countries pool funds together to buy the vaccine for the poorer countries. Because, well, first of all, if you... tell Pfizer, hey, your patent doesn't work anymore. We're going to force you to license it out to other drug companies. Well, you need a year for a drug company to put together a manufacturing plant. It's not like these poor nations are going to instantly be able to produce the vaccine. Hmm. Just because it takes, and you need the personnel. There's only so many people who can run a vaccination plant. I mean, it's a pretty small crowd of people on the planet.
Right.
And then you'd have to build the thing, and you have to get all the various permits, and you have to do the testing. And I mean, it would take more than a year. So that's not the quickest way to get the vaccine to poor countries, to say, hey, sure, build your own factory. We'll give you the recipe. Oh, and it's not like a recipe for an apple pie. It's a complicated recipe. They use hundreds of different ingredients in the total process.
But don't you think these countries have plants? I mean, nations of Africa have been plagued by disease where they have to come up with vaccines. I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about other things. They don't have their own manufacturing facilities with all that they have to guard against, and
I don't think
Ebola.
I don't think they guard against much. I think the Western world supplies the protection. Yeah.
Oh. So. All right. We'll get a report on the mask story after 3 o'clock. We got a lot to come, including Governor Grossom continues on his spending spree to try to win votes to battle the recall. That and more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, the voice line is tomorrow. Here's your last heads up for your calls. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Did you get your gummies yet?
She gave them to me, but I'm not going to take them now.
Why? You're afraid you might be a nice person?
No, I don't want to have it impair my performance here.
Are you afraid you're going to get ED?
I don't know. I was.
Whenever I hear that in a commercial, now that's what I think of.
Yeah,
men, do you want your performance enhanced?
I planned on performing.
My bowling score, my tennis shot. What are you talking about?
It's funny how they talk in euphemisms.
Yeah, exactly. One quick story for you, and I'm sure you want to weigh in on this. Target, you know, Target stores?
Yes.
They will not sell sports trading cards in the stores anymore. There was a huge fight with a gun. Apparently, during the pandemic, trading cards have skyrocketed in value over the past year.
Trading cards, like baseball cards?
Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, and let's not forget, Pokemon trading cards.
Oh, yeah, I remember buying those for my kids years ago.
They will not be sold in Target stores for now on.
Why did they surge in value? I thought the opposite, that kids had faded away from collecting trading cards.
Oh, it's not kids. No, these are geeky older people.
Oh, no. That's disturbing.
You didn't know that?
No. I don't talk to anybody anymore.
Yeah, but you must be aware of the fact that, like, vintage baseball cards, one good example is Mickey Mantle's rookie baseball card.
Oh, the old stuff?
Yeah. Incredible amount of money.
That I understood, but Target doesn't sell that. They sell contemporary cards.
That's true, but probably some of the contemporary cards have some value now just because that's the way the market works.
Okay.
Maybe specific stars. I don't know, but all I know is...
I do have hundreds and hundreds of old cards from my childhood.
Are they in good shape?
They're in good shape, but they're not in mint condition, which is the standard. I've bought some cards over the years, so I know they have a whole grading system. You know, mint, excellent, good, fair. I think that's the scale they generally use.
Apparently a fight broke out in a parking lot in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A guy pulled the gun. And that was enough for Target to say, okay, I guess one guy was going to, rob another guy of the trading cards?
So
I don't know. What
pulled out a gun to fight over trading cards. Now, yes. I completely miss this this trend.
I knew the pandemic caused certain things to happen. A lot of people adopted pets, but I didn't know trading cards went up even higher.
Here's what I don't understand. I understand, an old Mickey Mantle card, right? That could be worth thousands of dollars. And I could see there being a fight over that. But the new cards that they're printing, what are they worth? A nickel? And if they double in price, they're worth a dime? I don't see the profit on current cards, especially when they're printing massive quantities.
You're getting them to hold them so that 10 years from now they might be worth a lot. I don't know.
Right, but why would people...
And if you follow this stuff online, I bet you it's very specific cards that some people now consider more valuable, so those are the ones they're fighting for.
Well, why would you fight over them? Because at the moment, they're not worth anything, and it's really, you could buy an unlimited amount. You could buy online. You could go online and buy, 1,000 packs if you want. I don't know. Something not right about that.
I remember when I was a kid, I probably had a fascination with them for about a year, And we'd run to the store because I knew some new ones had come out with a little gum inside. Yeah. And I remember you're anxious. You tear open the package and flip them. It's like, oh, I got it. I got these. Eh.
Well, you know what they did back then is there was an oversupply of the mediocre players. And the really great players rarely showed up in the pack. And that's why you had to keep going back to the store. They hooked you because I bought a lot of cards. And I would get the same losers over and over again. You know, you'd get the fifth relief pitcher on the White Sox. And I got a lot of those guys. But if you wanted to get a star, you'd really have to invest money. And that's about all I spent my money on for a few years.
I wanted
years.
The manager cards. It's the ones I liked. I don't know why. I always tried to find those. Because I thought they were rather unique. And
I don't
to
even,
me, that was the boss, the manager. Look at that.
I don't even remember manager cards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There were manager cards in the 60s and 70s.
Do you have any of your old cards?
No. No.
Mom did it in?
I don't.
Mothers threw out billions of dollars of their kids' cards.
The kids.
No, because when I left the house, I told my mom, because there was a lot of junk in the basement, right? And I was never going to be able to carry it with me. But I designated certain things. I go, you never, ever throw that out. And it was shoeboxes filled with cards that you never throw that out. I was very insistent.
They're gone. Where are the cards now?
I have them in my house.
Oh, you do? Okay.
In a secure location.
Maybe that's all right, because I don't want any crazy person to come
to
your house.
They're not worth anything, really, I don't think. I'm out look now. But no,
you never know.
Because one time, no, and it was one time after I got married, and we moved out to California. It was a couple of years after moving to California, and I thought, all right, I think I'm going to be out here for a while. Then I had everything shipped out here. Hmm. It was only then. So I got him, because otherwise, you know, she would have had 20 more years to throw them out. Because that's what mothers do, and I see that with my wife, because my sons are, you know, all in their 20s now. And they're really on edge that mom is going to have a cleaning fit one day and clean out their old bedrooms, and all kinds of prizes will get destroyed.
All right, when we come back, Gavin Newsom is still throwing around money to try to fend off the recall vote. Chew on this number for a moment. $74,000 per homeless person. We'll get to it next.
Johnny Ken, KFI. I bet you threw out a lot of your kids.
Not that much.
Not that much.
Yet.
Your son ever find anything?
No.
No?
Did you save your dolls?
You know what? I can't find them. I found a bunch of stuffed animals the other day. I don't know what the heck happened to my dolls. I had these dolls from different countries. I'm so upset.
That could be worse. Something.
And I had Beanie Babies. And people say that they're worth a lot of money, and I can't find those.
Would you have Barbies?
Oh, I loved Barbies.
Yeah, she was Barbies.
Oh, God. I had all the Barbies and the Barbie dream house. I wanted that so badly when I got it as a kid. That was the best thing in the world.
Well, for you, they were life-size.
That's right.
Yeah. Deborah Marquez News. Johnny Ken Show, John Cobell, and Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, you know, we were just talking a little while ago about the poorer countries that will want and need the vaccine and whether or not they should waive the patents on it for companies like Pfizer and Moderna, so those countries can get the vaccine quicker and cheaper. A story came out this afternoon that a collection of scientists, including some of the World Health Organization, say that maybe we don't need the booster shot, that maybe the two doses of Pfizer and Moderna should be enough. And one of the reasons they're saying this is because if people start clamoring for more shots, it may block the chances of getting the first vaccine doses into the arms of people in the poorer countries. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That seems to be the concern. They also said, don't fall for the pharmaceutical companies just wanting to sell more vaccines. There has to be more science and investigation into this as to whether or not you really need a booster shot. Remember the talk about a yearly booster shot for COVID?
Yeah, well, they're not going to know if we need it until people's last
yeah,
at least
wearing off
right. You have to see, well, maybe it doesn't wear off for 2 years or 3 years. Nobody knows.
Right. We're coming up on 6 months into vaccinating people, so we'll probably by the end of the year start to see
they've got some people who were vaccinated all the way back in the summertime, the original phase three testing.
You're talking about the testing. Maybe they're gonna see what happens with them in terms of how do you know though? If they just start getting...
They can test for antibodies.
Oh, I see.
And see if the antibodies are in your system in great enough numbers.
All right, let's talk about Governor Gruesom. Dippity Doo is on a spending spree. And by the way, this story at the Fox Business website, if it's real, well, not real, but if it's true, clarifies something I think you asked about the other day. Newsom is rolling out a $100 billion pandemic recovery plan. The money comes from a $76 billion budget surplus and $27 billion in new funding from Biden, the coronavirus spending bill. So it is kind of the two together, the state's regular surplus, because there were unexpected revenues that came in thanks to the stock market and capital gains. And then on top of that $76 billion, the $27 billion. So there's your $100 billion, and that's what he's been doing all week and part of last week, is almost every day popping up somewhere and announcing more giveaways. The one he announced the other day, $12 billion for homelessness. This article calculates, because California allegedly has 161,000 people, even Fox says, experiencing homelessness.
See? See how the wokeness infects everything? Yeah. Experiencing homelessness.
$74,500 will be spent on every homeless person in the state. That's how the $12 billion pairs out among the entire.
Okay.
That's a lot of money. So, and that just goes to show you all the billions they've already spent, which really hasn't made a dent.
No,
they got to come up with a different strategy rather than just telling the press and the people, we're just spending money, so the problem will go away. Now you can go on and do something else.
But see, that's a scam. Because here in Los Angeles, we know the money is going to contractors.
And nonprofits and other organizations that vow to help solve homelessness.
Right, and pay them.
But do nothing but hire people.
And the employees make.
That horrid Los Angeles Homeless Services Agency, too.
Yeah.
Remember how much that thing grew? That guy that quit a couple of years ago, and he announced how proud he was that his organization got larger. Yeah, so did the homeless population. A lot of good you did.
The only thing he could point to was how many people he had hired. He could not point to any successes regarding the actual homeless. And I'm telling you, I don't think people understand this. That is the plan. The plan is working perfectly. They guilt you into paying more taxes. They take the money. They give it to their building contractors who donate money to the politicians, and then they give it to these nonprofit fake-a-roo organizations who pay themselves six figures. All these people are politically connected as well. It's part of an ever-growing family of political parasites, and what they need is a big river of tax money flowing by. And they all scooping their buckets in and walking away. Oh, God, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to combat homelessness. I'm going to stop racism. You know, they've got all the buzzwords, all the stuff that's supposed to shut you up, make you feel guilty, make you feel responsible in some way. It's a scam. It's a racket. Why would you think it's reasonable? You encounter a homeless person on the street and you sit the guy down and say, you know what? I'm going to give you $74,000. I'm going to put this in the bank account. And then you do what you want with it. Now, if these people were truly down on their luck, just experiencing a bad patch, I think we all know what we would do if we got $74,000, right? We'd take some of the money out. We'd buy some clothes. We would go put down first month's rent and security. And now that there's 9 million job openings here in the country, we'd buy a cheap car, and we'd start driving around.
Yeah, you'd rebuild your life.
Looking for work, right?
Right.
Okay. But we don't do that. Why do we? Because we all know it wouldn't work. These people would blow it on heroin and meth and cocaine, and they would still live in tents, and they would still be defecating on themselves. We know that giving them $75,000 would have no meaningful impact on their lives. So we don't give them the money.
It'd be a big boost to the drug economy.
And Garcetti and Newsom knows that it doesn't go anywhere, which is why it's like, hey, are we going to waste these billions of dollars? No, let's give it to our buddies who keep us in office. So here comes corrupt building contractor. Hey, you know, I could build those homeless apartments for $750,000 apiece. What do you say? Granite cabinets, granite countertops?
Yeah.
Fine wood cabinetry?
And I'll donate to your campaign.
That's right. So that's what we're living with here, and nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to investigate it, expose it at all. That's what we're talking about here. Otherwise, if they were just down on their out, if they were just like you and me, there but for the grace of God go I, we're all just one paycheck away, right? All the stupid, idiotic cliches. If all that were true, just give them a bank account. Say, here you go. $75,000, that'll get you going.
Newsom today announced this was his small or his business day. He's announcing grants for spending on tourism, tax breaks for businesses. His business relief plan was his big announcement today. Although you look at some of these numbers and you do the math, I don't think it comes out to $74,500 a business the way it does $74,000 a homeless person. So,
well, and now what about the 20,000 people whose businesses were closed permanently? What do they qualify for? Do they get money to reopen their business to bring it back? No.
They're claiming that nearly 200,000 businesses and nonprofits have been or will be awarded grants if the legislature approves the spending.
This is Christmas gift. These are Christmas gifts. They're not going to be big enough to actually change anything. This is a tiny little consolation prize for putting up with so much unnecessary nonsense. He wants to make people feel a little bit better so he doesn't get recalled.
Oh, yeah. This is all about fending off the recall, looking like the savior.
Yeah. This is recall money. Recall bribes.
You got lucky.
Recall
because,
refunds.
A year ago, they were predicting like a $50 billion deficit because nobody thought that the stock market would have the incredible run it has.
No, it turned out
that is thanks to people like day trading and trying to... They're bidding up stocks.
Also, the tech companies did really well during the shutdown. Amazon had a record year because so many people were using Amazon.
Right.
Apple had a record year because so many people were buying more products for their home offices. You know, same thing Facebook. Facebook had a captive audience there. They started pumping even more advertising into everybody's feeds. So they legitimately did really well to justify the increase in their stock price.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI, John and Ken Show, John Cobalt, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we'll get a rundown on that CDC announcement that if you're vaccinated, no more masks. It's coming up after.
That's all you have to know. No more masks.
But please.
You're vaccinated.
Please, get vaccinated, please.
Now,
do it for me.
Did you see the dopey photo of him? Let me see if I remember this. Him, Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, Senate leader, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, House Republican leader, and Pelosi. All six of them at the White House on big sofas, spaced out, all of them wearing masks, and they're all vaccinated. That was one of the lead photos yesterday in the news. All of them wearing masks. And they're
because
all vaccinated.
They're indoors? Is that why they were?
Well, there's no reason. It doesn't matter. If you're vaccinated, it doesn't matter. As the CDC announced today, it doesn't matter. You're vaccinated. And they're all sitting there
breakthrough
on the sofa.
Breakthrough?
Breakthrough what?
A breakthrough virus. It can happen.
Well, but it's not going to happen now, today? Now, all of a sudden, there is no such thing as a breakthrough virus?
I think you're going to see people who have been vaccinated wear masks just because that's who they are.
Oh,
it's
definitely.
Not going to change.
Definitely.
And I saw tons of them outside today in my neighborhood. Completely outside, still masked up.
Right.
It's also become like a habit to some people. It's a security blanket. I don't know.
Did you ever think people were this fragile?
No.
That they were so easily traumatized?
Here's your pipeline update. Colonial Pipeline apparently did pay. That's the latest reports we're getting. $5 million to the Eastern European hackers. Contradicting reports. And they actually did it last Friday.
Yeah, more fake news.
Right. There was anonymous sources saying the company had no intention of paying an extortion fee.
And of course.
But we're now hearing that they did. Untraceable cryptocurrency within hours after the attack. But apparently, once they got the payment, the hackers provided the operator with a decrypting tool to restore its disabled computer network. But the tool was so slow, the company used its own backup system to try to help restore things.
That's a nice prank, huh? They take your $5 million. Here's the de-encryption key.
Yeah.
About 2-3 years. You'll see. You'll be back to normal.
Yeah, that could have been the case.
They shouldn't have paid the $5 million. They should have just rebuilt it from their backup databases. In fact, shouldn't they, all companies like this, have backup databases that they can reinstall within minutes? I'm kind of shocked that this Colonial Pipeline was so poorly protected.
Well, Biden announced a task force today, taking a page out of Newsom's book, a task force.
Well, except yesterday or the day before, somebody in the administration said, well, you know, it's really a private business matter. It's like, no, I don't think so.
No, not when it affects gas pipelines.
Isn't this what infrastructure is about? Maybe
look at
the
chaos is caused in some parts of the country with people fighting each other and people putting gasoline in bags.
No, they declared infrastructure childcare. So they're going to be paying for people's nannies and preschool teachers. And instead, what they ought to be paying for is a defense system against hackers on the internet. And I don't know why the thing's on the internet to begin with. I mean, that's really stupid. You know, for 100 years, we ran pipelines without the internet existing. I don't know why it has to run on the internet.
They say because of the pandemic and people needed to work remotely, there had to be some sort of way to access it through the internet.
Then don't work remotely. Put on 2 masks.
And take 5 vaccines.
Yeah, take 5 vaccines. That's right. Take the whole vial.
All right, speaking of the masks, we'll talk to Mark Remillard, who has the rundown on the CDC announcement today.
It's amazing we are what we are, considering what a bunch of incompetent boobs are running everything. John and Ken Show, Deborah Marquez, the news, KFI AM 640.